Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Right, Jay Giles, finishing up our little dance set. This is Michael Ingham, DJ Anticomb, welcoming you to Soul Tree. And as always, it's good to be with you. Soul Tree Radio, proudly sponsored by BASNDigital.com and the Assassins and the Black Athlete Sports Network. Get all the good shit. Who, what, when, where, why, and how, right now. At www.basnnewsroom.com. Shout out to the Brother Man Network, wherever they are. And I'll be short with this because I want to save as much music as I can. There were a series of movies that were kind of popular a few years ago called The Purge. In this, the plot was you had one night to kill as many motherfuckers as you wanted. Sell as many scores as you wanted, grudges, whatever. And, of course, in the morning, it was all done. Like, nobody could touch it. Having said that, you know, the premise is nice, but how do you purge a whole bunch of motherfuckers? Well, musically, I found the mix that I did a few years ago that I think will suffice. So, on that note, I'll let this musical purge play. We'll see you Wednesday for the Hump Day special. As always, if you're traveling, go safe, stay safe, and be safe, because I want you to get from A to B and back to A. Okay.
nights in white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always with these eyes before. Just what the truth is, I can't say anymore, 'cause I love you. Tried to tell me thoughts they cannot defend. Just what you want to be, you will be in the end, and I love you.
Breathe deep the gathering gloom. Watch lights fade from every room. Bedsitter people look back and lament another day's useless energies spent. Impassioned lovers wrestle as one. Lonely man cries for love and has none. New mother picks up and settles her son. Senior citizens wish they were young. Cold-hearted orb that rules the night removes the colors from our sight. Red is gray and yellow white, but we decide which is right and which is an illusion.
Retrouver clochard. Pourtant depuis tant d'années, son job perdu, il avait recherché. Abandonné de sa femme et de son chien Albert, mort lors d'une dispute d'un coup de revolver. Et dans le quartier, révolté, rebelle de dernière heure. La quarantaine est passée, il est seul et il pleure. Il est trop tard pour s'intéresser à son triste sort. Armand est mort. Armand est mort. Pourtant, 10 ans auparavant, devant ses enfants, leur enseignant l'amour et le respect des parents. La haine de l'avarice dans ce monde dément. Armand passait du bon temps. Accident du travail, quelques indemnités. Il retrouve un emploi, puis est licencié. Invité au mariage de sa femme Armand. Père au tribunal, la garde des enfants. Il est trop tard pour s'intéresser à son triste sort. Armand est mort. Armand est mort. Avant sa fin, il habitait une belle propriété, avec vue sur la mort, un asile de paumé. Avant sa fin, avant sa mort, il en fut délivré. Laminé, décervelé, lobotomisé. Il est trop tard pour s'intéresser à son triste sort. Le pauvre Armand est mort. Armand est mort.
Sounds like a prayer to me. Thanks. I'll see you guys Wednesday.